Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. So we welcome Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Good. Before we meet our provider, we always like to go through kind of news and notes from around the system. And one thing I know, I just got the release the other way, the other day, is you've got a fundraiser coming up for the Homestead at one of my favorite places, Abandoned Brewing.
We do. I'd love to tell you all about that. And I'm also noticing, I'm not sure Dr. Christensen was on, but I just saw him get off there a few minutes ago. So I don't know if you've got him linked on there or not. So we may be only talking about fundraiser at this point.
Okay,
he was on there, and I noticed a number clicked off. So, yes, we're thrilled to talk about Heals Up for Healing. Honestly, just the most amazing family. The family of Bill Struzzi is also the Sparrow family. They are the owners of Abandoned Brewing Company, and they have had a long time commitment to the Homestead. They had Kathy Sparrow is one of our foundation board members. She had her son named Bill, and he has sisters, Megan and Sarah, who obviously provided incredible love and compassion and care to him while he struggled with a frontal lobe dementia decline in his health. They were grateful to the Homestead for the care he received there. And as part of that, we unfortunately lost Bill a year ago or so. But what they have continued to do is support the Homestead so that the other residents there can have quality of life. We're doing looking to raise $100,000 for some renovations at the Homestead to just change the environment, the living environment, particularly the common spaces. This is Unit 4, which is the neurobehavioral unit on the Homestead, where residents do tend to congregate more in a group out near the nurses' station, et cetera, and corridors. And so we're looking to do some renovations there. So to make that possible, not only have we been doing lots and lots of fundraising led by this incredible family, we've said it's really just been a legacy of love from them. But to your point, Abandoned Brewing Company, what a great place to go. It's at 2994 Merritt Hill Road in Penn Yan. And upcoming this month, Saturday, March 27th, anytime between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., we will be doing a special event there. Well, the COVID protocols will be followed to ensure guests' safe enjoyment of the event. The event will be primarily outside, so dress for the weather. There will be fire pits and places to sit outside. There'll be music between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., as well as 4 to 6 p.m. live music. There'll be food available for purchase all day. And as part of this, for $20, you get a signature beer glass from Abandon with a drink coupon and three chances to win fabulous gift baskets and lots of gift baskets. We also will have some silent auction items, including an incredible Yeti cooler filled with Abandoned Brewing beer. There will also be an overnight stay, lots and lots of silent auction, as well as lucky number auction baskets. So we're really just looking forward to a great way to celebrate spring, be out and enjoy the weather in a healthy and safe environment, and support a good cause. So I just don't know a better way to bring in spring other than to have folks join us at Heels Up for Healing. It's called Heels Up for Healing, 5K, and Bottoms Up. And at this point, there will not be a 5K attached. The 5K will be in the future, and we are combining the two events. We don't have a date yet for the 5K, but it's called Heels Up, Bottoms Up, and we are starting with the Bottoms Up portion of it on March 27th.
All right, that's going to be cool. Hopefully, there'll be a little bit of sunshine on Cuca Lake. And if you haven't been to Abandon, stop by sometime in the summer when it's just really beautiful. Go out on the barn. The other thing is the deck at the barn. The other thing is, now that visitations are getting back underway, how are visitations going at your various residential facilities?
The visitations, I'm not sure that they've officially started at this point yet.
Okay.
We know that they were, we were eligible to have them begin. Then we've also had some additional positive cases at certain facilities. So some are up for visitation, others were not. I believe Huntington does have visitations, and Homestead, I believe, has visitations going. And as you can imagine, we hear about these things on along with the public often at a public news conference. So very often when it's announced, that's the first time we're aware that there'll be visitation. And then it obviously takes us some time to develop the operational protocols to identify how are we going to be doing the COVID testing at the door, even if they're provided, obviously, by the state for the rapid testing, et cetera. So I do know that our team put a lot of time and energy once they heard that. They obviously, we know how important this is for families. We know how much families have been looking forward to these opportunities to hopefully ensure safely now that our percent of positivity rates in our communities has gone down to safely facilitate those visits. So I know our team was putting lots of time into the details of how to operationalize that. And so individual families are obviously getting outreach when they can, and we are setting specific times, as you can imagine, for that visitation.
All right. Dr. Christensen is back, so let me see if we can get him hooked up here. So that would be good.
Beautiful.
We are attempting to. Oh.
Good morning, Dr. Christensen.
Ah, good. Just in
good
time.
Good morning. Hey, so, I'm sorry.
No, it happens. Believe me, we're all dealing with this. So, Laura, give us an introduction.
Welcome to the Zoom world, and thank you. I know we're used to it every week,
Dr.
Christensen. It's a surprise as to whether we all get connected.
Yeah.
I am so thrilled to be able to introduce Dr. Christensen, who is just recently actually joined us. I got to meet him on sort of his first tour around here at Finger Lakes Health. Dr. Christensen is now new to us, but not new to practice.
Yes.
And he's joining us from Soldiers and Sailors Health Center, which is the new practice that we've located on the second floor, Soldiers and Sailors at 418 North Main Street, by bringing together CUCA Health, as well as Brampton Family Medicine. So he's joining Dr. Robert Anderson, Dr. Eleanor DeWitt, Dr. Lee Lee, as well as also Patsy Ballard and Wendy Hill, longtime nurse practitioners, and Kathleen Kirker, as well as Robert Hoskins. So it's a fantastic dynamic team there. Dr. Christensen is certified by the American Board of Family Medicine. He's board certified and completed family medicine residency at St. Joe's Health System up in Syracuse, just down the road, and also has some experience working in the VA. He attended New York Institute of Technology College of Osteopathic Medicine down in New York, and he is located back to this region to join us and deliver care to the families of Yates County and beyond. So welcome, Dr. Christensen, and we can't wait to learn a little bit more.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. So let's talk about the importance of family medicine. We kind of went through a time in medicine where it was sort of focused on specialists, and they're still very important, but we've sort of relearned, I guess, the importance of good primary family care.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Preventative medicine is certainly a passion I have with regard to, you know, trying to integrate the whole family, seeing, you know, the kids, the parents, the grandparents, and certainly anything in between. Certainly it's been a wonderful addition to my life personally.
Also, I think it's neat, this practice that's located right at Soldiers and Sailors. So if somebody does need something, if they need lab work or something, or need more intensive kind of care, it's right there, right in your facility.
And I think it's been great. I've been here about 4 weeks, plus or minus. I've utilized x-ray, laboratory, the ER, if need be. All the services are right here. It's just one-stop shopping. Certainly very convenient. Patients seem to enjoy it.
So when you move to a new facility, do you bring a lot of previous patients with you, or are you largely starting over in terms of a patient base?
Well, for me, I lived in Syracuse, and I moved here because of family. My parents live locally. My dad's in Victor. I'm starting ground zero. No patients at present with regards to anybody that, joins me. It's brand new to me. First time meeting.
One of the things I like to do in these segments is get free medical advice for myself, and I think Laura may have scheduled this for this purpose. I'm in the market for a primary care physician. I'm 61 years old, a little bit overweight. I haven't been to the doctor hardly ever in my life, but I realize I'm at that point where that's probably not a good philosophy. So what do you say to someone like me, and what do I need to know, and what should I be doing right now?
Well, certainly we've got all the services here at Soldiers and Sailors. Love to have you. It's very easy. I think we're very personable. I think we're very family-oriented. We can certainly sit down and talk and hopefully make it a very friendly conversation and hopefully steer you in the right direction.
And but it's so important. We've talked about this. What's wonderful about when you have a regular medical home, a relationship with a primary care physician, not only knows you and your family, but maybe knows those behaviors that you struggle with or knows some of the schedule. I know you're always on the road with following some of the sports announcing, et cetera. But to have someone else be your advocate as well on those preventive screenings, everything from colon cancer screening to, for women, obviously their mammography screening, et cetera. Obviously, it's beyond just sort of the basics of what we think about in terms of blood pressure and cholesterol, tapping and lab work. But there are these, you know, there's always changing guidelines. I've even heard recently that the guidelines may change for colon cancer screening to push that age back to 45 instead of 50 is the start date. And those are the kinds of things that your primary care physician will stay on top of and just get you scheduled. And as Dr. Christensen said, in terms of that one-stop shop, and we all know how important preventative medicine is. And I think that's what primary care physicians are so good about.
Yeah, well, and also maintenance. I just recently had a minor condition, went to a podiatrist, and it's going to require some maintenance and some medications going forward. And the podiatrist said, you know, go to your primary care physician. And by the way, when you tell someone you don't have one, they just about faint. So I take it it's well past time for me.
Well, we welcome you. As I said, Dr. Christensen being new and taking new patients, it may be the perfect match.
May well be. So how do you get to know, you know, when you can care for a whole family? That's kind of the ideal, because then you get an entire history and you sort of get to know philosophy and everything. How do you get to know a family if you're caring for several members of that family and what their needs might be?
Well, hopefully it's like a friendship. You sit down, you get a relationship, hopefully with one member of the family. They think enough of the interaction to bring others. And then it kind of hopefully goes from there. And it really should be a dialogue, an ongoing dialogue, hopefully addressing the needs of each member of the family over a period of time. And hopefully over that period of time, the relationship yields to the answers to some of those questions that are needed to be gotten to the bottom of.
Talk to us a bit about the sense of teamwork at these practices. I know I've had Dr. Lee on before, but you have some great doctors you work with and some great nurse practitioners, and you really try to function as a unit.
So every morning we sit down and we have a huddle. So we talk about individual patients coming in, individual needs of the patients, hopefully trying to forecast what's needed throughout the day. Everybody is in the loop. We're a total team. Each individual functions, and together we function as a very finely tuned unit.
Well, as you heard, Dr. Jeffrey Christensen is taking new patients at the Soldiers and Sailors Health Center, second floor of the hospital at 418 North Main Street in Penn Yan. Call 315-536-0086 to learn more and schedule your appointment. Dr. Christensen, glad you were able to get hooked up with us, and we appreciate the visit.
Again, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
All right, Laura, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ted, and join us on March 27th.